Okay, very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now, after our breakfast, we'll have our 8:30 to 9 o'clock. We're supposed to have. Oh, is it? No, Suyan, wait, the thing is not functioning at the back. No. Oh, now it's okay, okay. Yeah, just now they can't hear.
No, it's not on.
Oh, okay, not on. Sorry, just now the microphone set was not on. They just on it. Okay, once again, very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We had just finished our breakfast, then you have a good rice. And now we will continue with our morning chanting, 8:30 to 9. Let us turn to our chanting book. Morning chanting, page 5. We will dedicate offerings. Okay, MB, I need you to use the other mic to help me. We will chant the English version. This one is based on the Ajahn Chah tradition, Vaipadnana chant, their chanting book. Morning chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop our faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall chant. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfection, Dhamman, to the teaching which He expounded so well, to the Blessed One's disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render our rightful homage. It's well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefits and for the happiness He gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened, that one, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. Bow. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, and the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with his gods, demons and kind spirit, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He had explained the spiritual life, complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Bow. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Bow. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciple who has good conduct, who has upright conduct, who has wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four pair, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciple. These ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devoutedly indeed, that Dhamma I revert, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abundant, devotedly indeed, the Sangha I revert. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world and is an arahat, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, Sickness and disease is suffering, and death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from loved ones and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. They are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with the feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formation are impermanent. Consciousness is impermanent. The body is non-self. Feeling is non-self. Perception is non-self. Mental formations are non-self. Consciousness is non-self. All conditioned phenomena are impermanent. There is no self in the condition and in the unconditioned. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bound by suffering, obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Deeply we follow the pathway of the Blessed One. With all of our mindfulness and strength, may then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, the closing homage we shall do in Pali. Huh? Let us prostrate.
Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sangham Namami.
Okay, thank you. You can be seated. Huh?